No, been there and done that.
8:46 on the clock.
It's a bit over.
8:46 on the clock. We'll go ahead and get started with the Board of Supervisors meeting. We'll recite the Pledge of Allegiance first.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Lytle, Eddie Dorn, Denny Byers, and Eric Thiemann. We'll go forward with the reorganization of the Board of Supervisors for 2019.
Okay, I will take nominations for Chairman of the Board.
I would move to elect Eric Thiemann as Chairman of the Board.
Second.
Any other nominations?
Make a motion that nominations for the Board of Supervisors Chairman cease and cast a unanimous ballot for Supervisor Thiemann.
Second.
Okay, ready to vote? Vote. Okay, 7-0. We'll turn. Well, actually, we'll take a short break to move people around, I guess, and then Eric can ask for Vice Chairman.
You seen his drawer? It might need a half hour.
Well, that's why I asked for a short break. So, okay.
Right there. Turn it back on. We'll come back on at 8:49. Now I ask for Vice Chairman.
I would nominate Gary Lytle as Vice Chairman of the Gage County Board of Supervisors.
Second.
Byers with the motion to nominate Gary Lytle, and a second by John Hill. We'll vote. Unanimously accept Gary Lytle as Vice Chair. Consent agenda, the general agenda, approve minutes for the meeting held January 2nd, 2019, approve all claims through January 16th, 2019 in the amount of $543,192.08, approve and place on file correspondence received, approve register of deeds, fees, reports, and district court summary fee. Report for the month of December 2018. Approve 2018 annual noxious weed report and having the chairman sign the report. Approve appointing Patty Milligan to prepare levy requests. Approve appointing Don Hill to prepare the county budget. Approve designation of official county newspapers. Approve designated Gage County's website, www.gagecountynebraska.us. as an official method of providing notice of public meetings. Approve Don Hill as NERMA contact person. Approve Galen Engel as Gage County Highway Superintendent for 2019. Approve canceling check number 190-10099 to the United Way in the amount of $36. Approve utility permit number 1118 for Holzing Farms. We'll be trenching 4-inch wide by 5.5-foot deep across Cedar Road to replace a bad underground 440-volt electric wire located in the southeast quarter section 3 and northeast quarter section 10, E5NR 5E Grant Township. Approve representation letter in connection with county audit of the financial statements of Gage County and having chairman sign form. Approve receiving 2018 annual report for the Claytonia Rescue Squad. Look for a motion for the consent agenda.
And the papers that we have and more.
Wymore, The Voice, and The Daily Sun are the official papers.
Good. That's my question.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by Hill. Vote. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Doran, Lytle, Byers, and Thiemann in favor. Regular agenda. Comments from the public? Anybody? All right, seeing none. Committee reports. Building and grounds, Winter Lights.
Dave Jones, come up, please.
Good morning. Good
morning. I will make comments that I'm sure all of you have the same I did. The Winter Lights on our courthouse, again, just drew so much attention, and so many people just love them and are so glad we do that. In addition to all the wreaths on the lights around the courthouse, and I want to congratulate you again, Davey. It was
Thank you. They did look nice. Actually, we discussed, usually we turn them off. It would have been last weekend, but with the snow that we had, it looked so nice that we left them on a little extra longer, so people that love taking pictures of the building hopefully had some good pictures with all the snow we had. So mainly the topic of discussion during our last committee reports was I did get the drawings and a bidding proposal specification sheet from Arrow Architecture. Rich Burton sent them. So this is kind of a starting point to discuss whether it'd be feasible to turn the garage space into a sheriff's office space. So I think we have a lot of discussion coming up on that. So we'll start on that process. We did talk about if there would be any grants available for this, so I did talk to Lisa Wiegand, and she's glad to help out. She's checking into it. And one thing we talked about was, since it is handicap accessibility, maybe we could get something to do with the handicap aspect of it. So the jail roof that's covered by insurance, they were getting ready. They have the product all ordered. They're getting ready. They're just waiting for some nice working weather. No new leaks so far, so that's good. So as soon as get some nice days, they'll be up there and knock that out. One issue I had that just came up, our handicap ramp on the east side is a closed loop, and we must have a leak in it because it'll get airlocked on us. So I just turn on the backflow, let some more water in there. Lammels is going to put like a glycol feeder on the side, so it'll get us by now, but eventually I think we have to check and see why it's leaking and there's something wrong with it. So hopefully by next winter we'll have figured out there.
So does that mean we have to open up the east stairs then?
No, it does not. And the east stairs are closed. The stairs look good, but if you do look up, there's some serious snow hanging up on that roof, and so we keep them closed for that reason.
We could just let the media use those stairs and the rest of us.
If we can pick and choose who we want,
yeah, or
we should actually start a some
good
type
idea.
Of contest to see who's not going to make it to work because they got clobbered by snow. Last thing we talked about, just kind of informal discussion, was how fast 4 years goes when everybody gets re-sworn in and everything. It just seems like it flies by. I'm going to just kind of create a little list of things that I've been wanting to do for a long time that won't cost very much money and things, but it just seems like in 4 years from now I'm going to be like 63 years old, so I'd really like to get a lot of these projects done to keep this building looking as good as possible.
When you make that list of things that won't cost very much and you could do those, could you help the sheriff work on lists?
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Equalization?
Everything's equalized.
Finance and insurance?
Eric, large ticket items. Department of Correctional Services, boarding inmates, $11,366.18. First Wireless, Adams Water Tower Project, $12,685.97. Fry Frazing Associates, LLC Security Services, $13,034. Region 5 Systems, quarterly contribution, $12,431.50. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock, $14,357.75. I'm sure that's going to be high from here on out the way it looks to me. NMC, Parts, Labor, and Grader Blades, $51,587.08. Sapp Brothers, Fuel and Oil, $14,022.46.
Looks like everyone's pretty well on budget. The jail's starting to creep up a little bit, but everything else looks pretty much par. Human resources, employee relations.
And I guess the only thing we did have a closed session for a short period of time, and we will have another one today in regards to employees.
Law enforcement, emergency management.
Gus, you got anything since you were out driving around the country on Monday?
Two things come to mind. You mentioned the budget's kind of online, but unfortunately what I cut out now is coming back and he's starting to bite us because I had about, I think, 20,000 in the training line. Figured about 10,000 every 6 months. And, of course, we use that up now about 6 months to go. So we're not going to do any training unless it's mandatory. And, of course, we'd have quite a bit of mandatory, but that's going to be there for me to look at. And then one of our transport vehicles that I had put in mothballs to bring back out is kind of getting a last leg, too. So I got the mechanic looking at it to see what his suggestion is, and then I'll get back to probably Gary and see if we got a – if we did something, it'd be probably around $10,000 minivan again is what it is, basically. So we'll see if we can get more out of the little girl. It's about – 175,000 transmission starting to act up. So, oh no, hopefully this week we'll get back and talk about that later.
And if you could talk to Dave too about kind of look at those drawings, see if there's changes you want to make. There's some minor items like the attorney meeting room and things like that, but as that goes forward.
Yeah. Will do. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Lisa Wiegand, emergency management.
Did you notice that he named the van a woman, though? So she keeps going and going and going. So she's probably got a few more miles in her yet. But anyway, just to bring you kind of up to date, I know we talked about a few things on at committee meeting, but we hosted the PAT region meeting, which is the 14 counties of emergency managers here. One of the concerns that have come up now that a new thing that law enforcement has to be worried about of securing the area is the stringer pictures, those incentives that are being paid for journalists that if they're at the right place at the right time and they take the right picture and it's selected by the media, that it can be placed on websites, and then it puts our law enforcement again, you know, having to look at scenes and making sure things are secure and protecting the integrity, because those many times are not, they're unedited photos that are going on websites for them. So that is a concern of all the emergency managers and also of the state of Nebraska. So we'll see. I'm just bringing it up for your awareness too. The other thing on the zoning side, or going back to the governmental shutdown, just to talk about some funding and so forth, as you know, this particular salary position and all the mitigation salaries, that's through a grant program. So those funds are already in place to continue to operate. In addition to some of the mitigation grants that were earlier on, such as culverts and so forth, that have been applied for. Funding's there. Any time that we move forward now, we're not certain on that, how those funds will come forward. So we just wait with the rest of them. So
if you do it, I can do it.
On the zoning side, as I bring up, I brought up to the attention of the committee the MPZA conference is coming up in March. And I do have board members, as they move forward for writing solar regulations, there are some good things that they showed some interest on. I know that it is not in the budget of the Zoning Commission to send anyone, but they are showing some interest in maybe attending a day or maybe 2 days, at least a couple of them. It'd be great to get them there. There is a scholarship application that I can apply for some funding, too, but I'm asking for this board to consider maybe sending one or two to that. So that's pretty much it. So. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yep.
Road and bridge.
I'm going to start out with a little story. Saturday morning, I leave Mile West Odell, go down Highway 8, do chores, come back down Highway 8, probably 10 o'clock. Go to Odell. The roads had not been touched or cleaned or anything. I turn up the Odell Highway, which is a county road, and it's been cleaned, perfectly drivable. Okay, now my report. We're going to approve or disprove specs and call for bids on rock and gravel. Bids will be open February 27th at 9:15. Field bids will be approved February 27th at 9:30, same quantity as last year, would include 62,000 gallons of diesel and 32,000 gallons of gasoline. Discussion was on snow cleaning. There was a lot of drifting on the east-west roads on Sunday, I know. Armor coating, we will be opening up bids shortly on that. John had mentioned in our bridge match program, speaking with Galen this morning, there's a good possibility we got two projects accepted into that one. One box culvert, one of John's bridges south of Holmesville. We don't know for sure, but if that's the case, that would be huge. Big deal. Other than that, John?
No, I think probably the other thing, and this is north of Township 30 in Hooker, right, the potential box culvert project. That's on the Pickerel Blacktop. The bridge has some issues, and just looking at it as a potential box culvert project for the one-year project.
Heard it. Which that'd be some significant, I think, 555-foot of asphalt road removal and replacement, but those would be two major structures.
And I guess one other thing that I would mention is we talked some on, you know, using the coated corrugated pipe versus just corrugated pipe and the cost difference there. And I think, you know, we really need to take a look, especially the ones that are going under asphalt roads. Because you've also got the issue of the asphalt afterwards, and even if it would add to it, if it would lengthen the life, well, we'll take a look at it.
Anything else for road and bridge? Got a timed event. Walker may need more than 10 minutes.
No, I don't.
Or you need more than 10 minutes, or are you good? I was going to say, we last time Ms. Katz was here, she had
2 hours
of enjoyment. We have we'll need a motion to approve or disapprove a recommendation for a special designated liquor license for a wine tasting fundraiser for St. Paul's School, located at Four Generations Barn on March 1st, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second. We have a motion to approve by Gary Lytle.
Second.
And a second by Byers. Ms. Katz is here if she wants to go over this at all.
Thank you. The only addition this year is that we're adding a tent to the structure. So it's going to be on the west side of the building. It'll be an enclosed right attached to the barn itself. So we'll come in from the east side, which is where the parking lot is. There'll be a one point of entry. Eric will be manning the door like he did last year, so you can all feel secure that he will be checking IDs and managing the door. So you'll come in from the east and go through the west, and then we also feel like that'll help with the flow. They've got a staircase that goes up to the main floor, which is the second floor, so it'll kind of direct the flow versus having up and down traffic on that door. Still two points of exit for fire safety. I think that's it.
And the sheriff has approved this, I understand.
Sheriff has approved this.
Yep.
Any questions? We'll vote. All in favor? We're unanimous.
It would be good if you would have your boss make a presentation.
7-0
in
favor.
He's a recipient of the funds of the fundraiser.
Thank you for your work on this.
Thank you.
I guess we'll have a timed event here at 9:15, so we'll have a few minutes.
You want to report on that Beatrice 6? I don't know if you talked about that.
We talked about it a little bit. Do you want to go over that? Or
just very briefly, I think it's something the county should probably know about, is that we've got a request for review by the United States Supreme Court before are being considered, and the Beatrice Six's attorney decided not to file a response to our writ. We just got notified here less than a week ago that the Supreme Court has requested that they file a response. So obviously they're looking at it, which is a good thing, because a lot of times these things are summarily written off. So at least from our attorney's standpoint, the Supreme Court's taking a look. So some good news is always fun.
Good news is always good.
And they have to have that filed by, I believe it's the 8th of February. So, and I have no idea what the timeline will be for the review by the Supreme Court.
Our timed event's at 9:15, so we'll take a break for 5 minutes until our bids are up.
Nine fifteen
in the clock.
Oh, I know.
It's listening.
They do know.
But, you know, it just like give me a
smile. Yeah.
It's a benefit to everyone.
Yeah. That's my thought. I mean, it fits everybody.
I'll do that.
You said too, John.
Yep. Okay. 9:15, we'll come back into session.
Yep. Take the day off. Yeah.
I'll ask for a motion to close, accept, reject, or award the bids for the armor coat. I'll ask to close bids right now.
All right. Get your bids. I'll move to close.
Second.
Moved by Hill, seconded by Juergens. Vote. 7-0 in favor.
What? Oh, look, look. You got a lot of them, Jeremy. Yeah. These are for three or four separate projects. Galen's identified as far as armor coating for this spring's work or whenever time works out best for these people. They're all in a one-year plan. The first bid is from Constructors Incorporated. Do you want me to list these separate, Eric, or total? I can go separate.
I suppose you could read through them separate.
I'll go separate. First one, Adams Philly Blacktop, $224,081.70. Second one, Christ Lutheran Church Road, $112,434.60. Third one, PWF West, 6 miles, $110,086.80. And the fourth one, Weimar Liberty Blacktop, 10.2 miles, $188,950.40 for a total of This one is from Top Coat Incorporated out of Yankton, South Dakota. First one, Adams Philly, $149,519.60. Second one, Christ Lutheran Church Road, 6 miles, $75,998.84. Third, PWF West, $75,998.84. Fourth one, Weimar Liberty Blacktop, 10.2 miles, $129,228.08 for a total for all four projects of $430,745.36.
A couple hundred thousand less.
This is the last one, John.
Yep. The third one is from Staybill Construction Company. Adams Philly Blacktop, $155,430.31. Christ Lutheran Church Road, 6 miles, $79,012.46. PWF West, $79,012.46. Weimar Liberty Blacktop, 10.2 miles,
$134,341.92. You got a total on that?
Yeah, I got a total. Sorry, John. $447,797.15. Mr. Chairman, as we've done in the past, I would like to have these bids. Have Galen take a look at them and Becky and review them. And before the meeting's up, if there's a conclusion, we'd like to go ahead and approve them and get this thing on the rolls.
Sounds good. While they're reviewing those, Love Walker Zukowski, give us our quarterly Engage report.
So I have to take more than 10 minutes, then be energetic and lively, right? So I talk really slow, but then excitedly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be tough combination.
Congrats on your chairmanship, Eric.
Thank you.
And again, for yours, Gary. I guess just if you all flip to the last page, you guys have a report. I sent it to Don. You should have it hopefully in front of you or you've seen it. But on the last page, you just put a little summary. Calling it Q2, since we started a new contract with you, the county and the city, starting July. So we're kind of re-changing the way that we do all of our reporting. So even though it was end of the year, it's actually kind of Q2 in terms of what contract is with you guys. So traveling, we're on the road a fair amount in the last quarter. I was in Dallas for a site location partnership meeting. Actually made a pretty decent contact with a site consultant from Newmark, Grubb & Knight, that they're going to actually be our speaker for our annual meeting coming up here in February. So we have some things to iron out, hopefully today. But Mark it on your calendars, February 19th. You should have all gotten an email or saved the date, but that's when our Engage annual meeting will be. And then just as we're on the road to over at the Malkiel Tools grand opening, I put it under travel, but then the governor's pheasant hunt here in town. Again, the governor was on our team this year along with Jim Macy, who's the director of DEQ up in Lincoln. And then Todd Baxter is with Charter Spectrum, Tom Smith, and he's out of Lincoln. And Steve Ferris is a land developer out of western Nebraska. So we had a good, decent team, but we did not win. Other people in this room did win. And then involved with Blueprint Nebraska still, we have we had an all-committee summit in Kearney. Originally, when I got on the Blueprint Nebraska committee, it was a mega-site committee. And I and a couple other folks argued that one giant mega-site wasn't really a blueprint for the state, that we needed to look at identifying some different sites around the state based on different assets, strengths, weaknesses, transportation, logistics, all these things. So we actually ended up changing the name of the site or the mega-site committee to be site committee. So now we're tasked more with looking at different locations all around the state to see where we can grow based on different strengths and weaknesses. So that was, I think, kind of a win for rural Nebraska. And then just trying to stay involved with State Chamber. There was an economic development summit. There was a manufacturing summit. We were at both of those. And then the Lancaster wind hearings, too, making sure that we knew what was going on with their planning and zoning and their board. Because that can all, what their text amendment, what NECTERRA was doing, was pretty important about what's going to happen down here. So we're just trying to follow that and stay up to speed. Other things we're working on in the last quarter, the LB 518 housing grant, the city of Beatrice put in, I think, $200,000 to, along with five other communities, to do this LB 518 matching grant program. We actually have an RFP out now, and there's been some interest, but we're looking at cycling that money out there, getting it back, and then partnering back with these communities, other communities, to continue doing housing projects in southeast Nebraska. And then we submitted on, the last 2 years, the state of Nebraska has won the Site Selection Magazine's most projects per capita in the country. And so that submittal is coming around again. So we're submitting, I guess, for 2018. And for Gage County submitted, we had four projects that qualified for that award. So we should have hopefully some recognition in there, but also that should hopefully feed up into the state's total qualifying projects. But if you look in there, Xmark, Tread Central, Energy Adams, and Landmark Snacks all had either investment or space build out or employee growth to help us qualify. So
will you be present or go up to the committee meeting when they hear LB 518?
Well, 518 was the one last year.
Okay.
Which one are you? Which bill are you referring to? A new one?
No.
We'll going into, we're in the legislative session now, so we're meeting. I guess our NEDA board, we meet every Friday. Our legislative committee meets every Friday. Plus, then we have our local government affairs meeting or conference calls. And then the state chamber's conference calls, and so we'll be up to speed on those daily or weekly. And then
I just wanted to make sure that we were present when the bill was heard so that they know how important that is to us in Beatrice and Gage County. We can't take for granted that they understand how much this means to us.
Exactly. I guess any other questions? We will be hosting the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference. It's the third annual. We won that bid. And so April 24th and 25th, we'll have people from all over the state plus multiple other states in town to learn how to be better entrepreneurs. I guess I can bore you to death with all my summaries, but any questions?
With your social media, the Facebook hits and likes and things like that, do you see any results from that as far as potential investors taking a look or contacting you after looking at those?
That's a good question. I'm not sure we've used social media so much for investors, it's more, I guess, probably residents and citizens and like stakeholder engagement, so people know what we're doing. That's a good question. I mean, we definitely try to get our social media accounts in front of everyone. You know, if we meet someone, they get on our newsletters, they get on our, you know, they have access to all of our accounts. I don't know. We're just beefing this up. We just brought on a new intern, and her focus is really marketing advertising. So I put her onto our social media. So as of like 2 days ago, we now have a Instagram account, and she's trying to tie in our Instagram and our Twitter and our Facebook and whatever the other one is, another one. But
that's
trying to use those.
Trying to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to use those more for multiple purposes.
Any questions for Walker?
One other thing. So February 19th is our annual meeting. So our bylaws say, you know, we have to have an annual meeting, and then we hold our officer elections. The voting level members, which are the folks that give us $1,000 or more in private investment, are the ones that make those votes for our board. So we have three seats open this year, two city designates, and then one county. The three up are Andrea Schaefer, Steve Huvendick, and Pat Radigan. Pat and Steve will not run again. Andrea will run. So we have several folks that have expressed interest in the seat at the city level, but we only have one so far that's expressed interest at the county level. So I guess we put some feelers out there if you have anyone you'd like to see sit on our board from outside of the city limits of Beatrice. Certainly be good to have some interest in that position. We'll send out proxy votes to all of our, or I guess the folks that aren't going to be able to make it to the meeting on the 19th, we'll send out proxy votes so they can get their votes in prior to that. So probably 10 days before the meeting, they'll have the proxies go out. So definitely want to have names to me before then, or I guess me or Andy Carruthers, who's our attorney.
All right, keep up the good work. Thank you, Walker.
Yeah. Thanks.
Move to place report on file.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by John to put the report on file. Vote. 7 in favor. We'll wait a little while they continue ciphering.
Take a break or like a certain amount of time?
We'll take a short break while they continue figuring numbers.
Yeah, okay.
9:33, we'll come back into session. Galen, do you want to let us know what your recommendation is?
After reviewing the bids, I would recommend going with low bid with Top Coat at $430,745.36.
I'd ask for a motion to accept the bid from Top Coat for $430,745.36.
No, moved.
Just under.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Juergens.
Just a few questions. Time phrase, when was you looking at possibly doing?
After permitting, I think I'll
hold up. You got to come up to the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. Oh, and if you could give us your name and address.
Dan Osborne with Top Coat. We're looking at May 15th.
Okay.
And weather permitting, I would be done in about 7 days. Maybe earlier if everything goes all right.
Another question I got for you. What is the price of oil done or your one major ingredient in this project?
On this project?
Not on this one. I mean just overall, what has that done?
It's gone up.
It's gone up?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes. One thing everybody sees, everybody watches TV and they see crude oil going down. Well, that doesn't mean nothing, because when you make the kind of oil that we use, it's the last of the barrel. And by the time they're done, there's not very much of that oil left.
You get what's left then.
Yeah. So the, okay. So the oil prices, it's just an example. They can raise, keep raising the price. And that's the way they've always been. And there's only two refineries in our area, and that's one, well, actually three. There's one in Grand Island, and there's one in Sioux City, and there's one in Omaha. And you have to go buy the, what they put out.
And base oils very rarely go down.
No. Usually this
time...
That
followed the market a little more than what
no.
it does.
No. Usually this time of year, I buy about a half million gallons of oil, and I haven't bought any. So I just go job to job because it's too high.
Huh.
So it's 40 cents higher than last year a gallon.
Well, that surprises me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Vote. Seven in favor.
Just one thing. Galen had figured that was about 12.6, just right around 12.6 a mile. I think that's pretty close, if I remember, from last year.
That's real similar. How much, I'm sure you know, how much increase is there from a year ago?
Last year, you only did 3 miles.
Okay.
So that took your bid from here.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
Up to here.
Yep.
Okay. Go back to 2016 when you did close to the same amount or more. Mm. It's within a couple $1,000s.
Okay.
So from 16. That's how you have to compare it to.
I understand.
So.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It was 2 years ago when we did the, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Dan.
You bet.
And certainly Top Coat has done very good work for us in the past, and it looks like they'll have it done in a week or so once they get started. And but it is nice to see three bids. So the time we bid it must have been a good time to bid it. It's nice to see three bids, and two of them are very competitive.
Yes.
And this has us completely, we're completely caught up on armor coating. This is just continuing that?
Complete, well, for now. Now we're starting in our cycle.
Our next cycle.
Our cycle
again.
Will start, yes.
Loaded question. Loaded question.
Yes.
Regular agenda is done. Looks like we have a closed session, so we'll go into closed session. I'll ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:37.
You need your little card there.
Necessary for the protection of the public interest or the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
There you go.
I have no motion.
I'll be there in a minute.
And Galen, could you stay for this, please?
Sure.
Motion in a second, please.
Is that my job again?
I got reappointed for that one.
Going to closed session at
9:38
on the clock.
Second.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Hill. Vote. Seven in favor.
Whoa, baby.
We're on.
Coming out of a closed session, or I guess we need a motion to come out of closed session at 10:34.
Move to come out of closed session at 10:34.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Juergens. Vote. Seven in favor.
No, Bauman's gone.
I'm sorry, six in favor. Bauman absent. Anything else? Ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Let's all vote against it.
Motion by Lytle, second by Hill.
Hey, no.
Vote. Five in favor with Hill voting no.